880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a great show today. We got the South Florida condo update with Carlos Rosa, the Related Group's condo market president here in South Florida. And then we've also got Sandy Abbott from Espresso Marketing. We're going to talk about how to monetize your content with Constant Contact. So we'll be right back after this. The stock market went up a little bit, but today it's all condos and Constant Contact. We'll be back after this.
Commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, you don't have you know, you don't have to be, you know, I got to use the microphone to be broadcasting, right? You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed care with unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, well, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family, because it's always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are having social media. You're going to like this, Sandy. Coffee talk. So we're having social media coffee talk with my favorite, Espresso Marketing. That's Sandy Abbott. She's the queen of contact marketing, contact management. She's the queen of Constant Contact. I finally got it right. Sandy, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on the show again.
It's my pleasure. Now, we're going to get personal today. We're going to talk about what Sandy's been doing with my website, and we're going to use that as an example of how you can maximize your returns with Constant Contact. So, Sandy, first let me say thanks for redesigning the website, and I got emails, and I guess that opens and stuff went up too. What happened with that?
Well, we redesigned the template so that it was mobile friendly. It's easier to read. We gave it a brand new look. It looks like your website, and it should really look very nice on the phone. I test it out before I send it every time, and I love the way it's looking.
Just to let you know, I proof it on my phone.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I proof it on my phone, not even the iPad anymore.
And do you wear your reading glasses when you do it? I do.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I want to give a high five to Hays Insurance for providing me with my cheap giveaway sunglasses. So high five to you, Joni Levinshawn, out there. And I'm actually going to make sure you hear that, too. But thanks to Hays, they give me these plastic glasses. I love reading them. But, Sandy, so I read my Constant Contact, and it goes out. It goes out twice. And
yes.
We'll talk about the implication with that. And then the next day I get statistics. So tell me what all of this stuff means, because it comes to me in a big box. I open it up, I look at it, and then I forget what it says and what it means, and I don't take action. I don't know what any of that means. Sorry about that, Dee. I just hit the mic.
Well, that's okay, because I do look at it, and I pay attention
okay.
for you.
Thank you.
But everybody likes to talk about the things that are nice, you know, the graphics and the front end of an email when it goes out, the subject line, all that is sexy. Email tracking doesn't sound so sexy, but that's really where it's at.
It's the most important thing. I want to know what I'm doing.
It's the thing that really sold me on email marketing. It's one of the things that I love to talk about, because that's really where it's at. You can send out emails all day long, but if you're not getting the tracking, you don't really know how effective things are being. So once an email campaign goes out, you should wait at least 24 hours, ideally 2 days, to really look at the results.
Well, that's different for me, because I'm a call to action at a time-specific thing.
Right.
So somebody in general that sends out, hey, come go to my restaurant, or come buy my product, or come stay at my hotel, they should wait for 2 days to see, unless it's a specific call for action?
Well, you can look at it right away. What I'm saying is that to get the full results of everything that comes in, if you want to wait for the stragglers that are going to come in, then you wait 2 days to get the full results. You can tell pretty much within a few hours of the email going out the impact it has. I have clients that know exactly when I sent the email, because they start getting phone calls or they start getting hits on their online store.
I was actually in a meeting today, and my phone started popping because everybody was on vacation. So it was all the auto replies that they weren't there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I love it. And when I'm at an event and it's 10:05 or whenever it is, and my phone starts to explode and people are looking at theirs, they all start cracking up. It's great.
Yeah, actually, I have a client who used to like for me to send the emails during their monthly meetings, because then they could talk about it at the meeting and
That's
say, you just
idea.
Got your email right now.
Open it up, check it out, and let's roll.
Exactly. So when I look at the tracking, there's two things that are important. One is the open rate, and that basically tells you how many people opened your email.
Okay.
And when you send, there's people that are still, believe it or not, using Gmail or Yahoo or something like that to send emails. They don't really know how effective it is. But I can see the open rate. I can see exactly how many people clicked and exactly who clicked on the email. So if you really want to know who your friends are, you should really pay attention to those to the open rate and see who's opening your emails.
I do. And I got to tell you, I get my jollies that way sometimes. Oh, my God, that big shot is actually opening up my email. And sometimes when I get the auto replies that the person's out, it really makes me feel good, because I know the person hasn't opted out. And so I don't mind that they're on vacation. They're saying hello to me.
You know the ones I love the most that almost brings a tear to my eyes? When they respond with their new email address, because they want to make sure they continue getting your emails when they change.
Jesus.
That makes me cry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Did anybody see me blush on the radio just now? I love that, too. In fact, though, the thing I love the most, the thing that about all the emails I love the most, was when you changed the template and a guy from Alabama emailed me and said that he liked it.
I know, and thanks for sharing that with me.
It's my pleasure,
I love
sweetheart.
That
it's my pleasure.
Nice.
So we've talked about open rate, and I'll out myself. How am I doing with that?
You are doing very good. You have about 15%. The industry average, if you are in communications, is roughly around 18%. But you send twice a day. And that's an important thing, because the more often you send, the lower your open rate goes, right? So if you're sending once a month, you might be getting 25% or maybe even higher, depending on your industry, because it really varies by industry. But if you're
Hold on a second. Some guy named Dr. Vianos retweeted me. I wonder who that might be. Anyway, go ahead. Dr. Vianos, thank you so much.
So
he's sitting right here. It's funny.
Now, you see, now I lost my train of thought. Where was I?
You were talking about somebody opens it, you send it a couple times, it, the opening goes down.
Yeah, if, exactly.
See, somebody was listening to you, Sandy.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't. I was too busy talking. But
anyhow, that's great advertising.
So here's the thing. The more often you send, the lower your open rate. But at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. So if you're sending 8 times, which
you
is
mean
what you
gross
do,
open versus percentage open?
Yes, exactly. So the fact that you're percentage is going down, you're still getting more eyeballs because you're sending that email out 8 times.
I love eyeballs.
So, exactly. And the
almost
same
as
thing,
much as I love fingers.
And the same thing happens with the click-through rate. So the open rate tells you how many people are opening your emails. Okay. The click-through rate tells you how many people are clicking on your links.
You know, I just realized why I get double reports. Because I send twice.
Yes.
I'm such a jerk. Thank God somebody's watching.
So the click-through rate basically tells you how many people are clicking on links. And in your case, a lot of people are listening on the radio, so it's a little lower than it would be for a retail outlet. It's actually expecting click-throughs to a website. Those are the two things that you want to look at, the open rate and the click-through rate.
Okay.
How often you send is going to impact how many people.
How about the time that you send, time of day? Because I send at 10 and I send at 6, but I guess that's really what I'd have to do because of what we got here.
Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. You get more opens in the afternoon than you do in the morning.
Well, everybody knows that it's going to come again in the afternoon, so they can just wait.
Exactly.
But it's still a heads up. Did they see it even if they didn't open it?
Yes. And that's the thing. Sometimes people get frustrated and they say, well, if somebody hasn't been opening my email, should I, you know, delete them from my email list? The truth is that not everyone's going to open your email every time. Maybe that time they know they're not going to be able to listen on the radio, so they may not open that email.
And by the way, that doesn't matter because you can always listen later online.
Exactly. So they can open the email whenever it's important to them, whenever they're ready to deal with it. So you get a better open rate in the afternoon. That's something that you should look at. When I send emails for clients, I pay attention to the time of day and the day of the week that gets the best open rate. And depending on what kind of business you're in, you might have people open more in the afternoons, in the mornings, in the evenings. If it's consumers, I email on weekends. If it's business to business, I email sometimes at 6 in the morning on Monday morning. Could you believe that that's a good time to send an email? But
well, it depends. It depends. You can either be me and just look through and clear everything, or you can look and open and go through deliberately. On Monday morning, I'm a blow-through kind of guy, but that's just me. And I can tell you is if it's something I open, I'm going to open it all the time. If it's something I blow through, I blow through it all the time. I'm very brand loyal or very, I guess, brand unloyal.
Ooh.
But one thing I really am is a creature of habit. And I guess that's what content marketing is all about. It's learning the habits of your audience, and I'm going to use a bad word, exploiting it.
That's right. I mean, that's the reason you have the tracking. It's really not even, don't even think of it as exploiting. You're serving up what they want when they want it most.
Oh, so the way to think of it is that what you're doing is that they're teaching me how to speak to them the way they want me to speak with them.
You're catering to them. You're not exploiting.
What were you? You mean it's all about them? Bruce Turkell, Bruce Turkell alert, at Bruce Turkell, it's all about them. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have
to
let Bruce know that. I'm going to have to hit him with that. Anyway, so Sandy, what are we going to talk about? You could stick with me for another segment because I know that Dee is running up against the break here. What do we got, Dee? Another minute or so? Another minute, which is long enough for people to find out how they can find you, Sandy. And go slow. There's lots of Jets fans that listen.
Okay. You can find me online at ExpressoCC on Twitter and on Facebook, and it's ExpressoCC. And also my website is the same, expressocc.com.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that Bruce would be really upset with me about is that I use the word exploit, which can be misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And what I meant was not to take advantage, but just simply to execute on that.
Yeah.
And again, it makes it that you have to really think about the people that you're marketing to, and they tell you
with their wallet, with their finger, with their click-throughs, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to be back after this with more Espresso Marketing on the other side of the break. D, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Oh, man, that should be my theme song, because I am a fireball, if you haven't noticed by now. And you know who else is a fireball? My buddy Larry Zinn. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, it even means you get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins Franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Star Cash. Be here live for two action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Sandy Abbott. Sandy is also Espresso CC. She's the constant contact queen of South Florida. She'll help you caffeinate your email marketing. Sandy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Sandy has beefed up my email campaigns. The email numbers have gone up. The open rate's gone up. The gross number of opens has gone up. The email template gets all kinds of comments now from people. It's a great way for me to monetize my content and my contacts. So, Sandy, what else can we learn from some of the statistics on the back end? The front end being the email, the back end being the statistics.
Exactly. So here's one way that people can close the loop. So some businesses have a retail setup. Some businesses have a retail setup where they're getting clicks on the website, they're getting sales online. So that's one way to do it. But if you have a business-to-business type of setup and you say, well, I'm not really selling stuff online that way, here's what you can do. You can take the click-through information. You can find out not only that people are clicking on your links, you can find out what links they're clicking on and know exactly what email address is clicking on that link. So if you've got your contact information and constant contact, phone number, name of customer, you can actually export that list and do follow-up calls. Nobody likes to do cold calling, right? You don't have to do cold calling. You could do warm calling.
I saw that you were listening to my information, or I saw that you had opened up our teaser about our sale. Would you like some more information? Perhaps I can coach you through and help you understand how you can save.
Well, sometimes people don't like to know that you know what they've done.
Oh, okay.
Because that makes it feel like, you know, big
brother. Big brother?
Right. But what you can do is just call and say, hey, we sent an email. Just wanted to know if you received it, if you had a chance to look at it. This is a special that we have going on, or we have a special seminar, or whatever the case is. But by instead of having your sales team do cold calls, work on your list that you already have. Work on the clicks if it's a small outfit, and if it's a big enough outfit, you can work on your opens. It really depends on the size of your list.
Wow. Now, what other ideas come from the statistics page?
Well, they're the fun, the warm and fuzzy statistics are the opens and the clicks. That's the fun part. But you do also find out who opted out of your list.
Yeah. I always do that, too. But a lot of people get my information that I send by email, by other channels too, and sometimes I believe the opt-outs are merely clearing up my access.
That's a very positive way to look at it, Jim.
Yeah, you mean they're making me read between the lines?
No, actually, you have a very, very low opt-out rate.
Okay. You made me feel good with that. Thank you.
Less than 0.1%, so it's really not an issue. But you can also see who's opted out. And in the beginning, I used to look at that and, you know, go to the house and TP it or egg it. But I've stopped doing that because I got in trouble.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so I don't do that anymore.
Can I tell you what I take away that's positive?
What?
When, I'll just make it up, a certain local billionaire opts out after he's been getting the email for 5 years, I really don't feel that bad at that point.
Yeah.
Because he knows who I am at that point, because this is all about branding. And if he really doesn't want to hear the information, that's okay. But again, I'll tell you, usually he's getting it from two or three other sources.
And the thing is, sometimes people do go through email fatigue. They freak out, they unsubscribe, and then they'll call back and say, why am I not getting your email?
Oh, I love that one. Jim, how come I'm not getting the email? What happened? You're not off the air, are you?
Exactly. So then they have to opt into the list. So you can find out the opt-outs and opt-ins, and that's called churn. There's just a certain amount of people that are going to opt out. It's usually higher for retail businesses and for those that send frequently. But in your case, you really don't have an issue with that. There's also spam that you can find out if people reported you as spam. You don't get any of that.
It happened, I think, once in all of the thousands and thousands of emails that we sent.
Exactly. And it's not unusual to get one or two spam reports. The average should be no more than one or two per thousand. If you get more than that, Constant Contact and just about any other service provider will tweak you and ask you, hey, you know, how come you're getting so many spam reports? But if you have a permission-based list, you're really okay.
And I think we should take a minute to talk about how I build my list, because we're throwing a lot of things out there, but it's very, my email list is a lot different than most people's. The way I build my email list is whenever I go out, and first of all, I had 2,500 when I started or 3,000 when I started. And what I do is whenever I go out and network, I bring back as many cards as I can. I give my card. I say, thank you for yours. And would you mind if I kept in touch with you with my weekly email? It's about my radio show. It helps us keep in touch. Nobody has said no. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Excuse me. And if I see somebody has opted out, most of the time, it's on their first receipt of the email. And so I believe that's why my email list is clean. And when somebody has a clean email list, that's valuable, isn't it?
Very valuable.
I was fishing.
Also very valuable for sponsors.
Yeah, I know. We got a couple that signed up today. In fact, we had two sponsors in the studio today taping ads. So you'll be listening for that in the future. It really is an exciting time for us because sponsors are realizing the value of the sponsored content that we provide and remarket with our email blasts.
And social.
But that's another thing that you added, is that the radio show lives another week because on the email blast that you redesigned, you put, hey, if you missed it.
Exactly.
And then you even put what it was about, and then they don't have to listen to the whole show. They can just listen to the episode.
Yes.
How's that working?
We broke it down by episodes, and you are getting clicks on that. I think that is an excellent tool because people do want to know what's going on. They may not have had time to listen to it. They've got a second chance, and you get a second hit to to touch them with that content.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we do repurpose the content regularly. We also work with Johnny Mahoney at Social Media 305 to put the content out a lot. A lot of our content is not time sensitive. And so we can broadcast it over and over again. And it really is cool. We'll talk about that more with Johnny on how that gets you traction. And each time I repurpose it, I get new followers. Sandy, we've only got a few minutes left. What are some tips that people should have that you can give them? Because have we gone through most of the back end stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's give people a couple of good, easy takeaways. Let's make believe it's your next Espresso CC event, and you've got them coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. What's two good takeaways that you can give to people? And maybe they haven't listened to our shows before, so you can be basic if you like.
Well, one thing that I would say is, and I talked about this before, mobile is super important. More than 50% of your emails are opened on mobile. So make sure that the template that you're using for email is mobile friendly. It should be 11-point size for type and at least 16-point for headlines. Test it. Look at it on your phone before you send it out to make sure that it's looking right.
Oh, gosh, I do all the right things by accident. It's hilarious. Now, we've got a couple of more minutes, Sandy. Let's talk about, have you got your next workshop planned?
Actually, I am taking a little bit of a break for summer because so many people are on vacation. Late August, I'm going to start back up. I'm going to be doing mobile marketing, social media, promotions on Facebook. I'm going to be talking a lot about Facebook social campaigns, which is a great way to grow your email list.
Well, I've just started doing that. And so that's another thing you did is you said, hey, if you want to be on my email list, click here. And you put that on my signature.
Yeah.
I want to talk offline also about Facebook marketing. Johnny was on last week. I just started Facebook marketing this week. I saw a 1,000% increase in my reach, which makes sense since that's what they're trying to get me to make spend money on. And also I started to do Twitter ads today, and I saw something about that work today too. But yeah, let's work together to see if we can build the list with some of those tricks and then talk about that on our shows in the future.
I think we have a social campaign brewing for you next.
Ooh, I'm getting social! Ooh, yes. I'm very excited about that. I'm getting, what do they call them? The little guys that are yellow? I'm getting one of them little
the
guys.
The minions.
I'm a minion. I'm one of a minion. Hello, Vivian.
I just
hello,
saw the
I love you,
it.
Vivian. I love you, my wife. So, Sandy, quick, how do people find you? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You're everywhere. Sounds like the end of my show.
Well, it's all at Espresso CC, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, it's all Espressocc, and so is the website.
All right, Sandy, we've got a minute left, so I'm going to have to spend it on you. I hope you really don't mind. Let's wrap it all up. What are things that people should look for on their statistics? Give them one good thing.
Look at when people are opening your emails. Check to see if you send it at different times when you're getting a better open rate, and that's the time that you want to send. Look at what they're clicking on and make sure that you follow up with them. So if you have a lot of people clicking on a certain product or service, do an email that's focused on that one product or service and send it to those people.
You should all use Sandy, and I'm about to tell you why. Sandy, you sent me this massive email talking about all this and its implications and what we needed to do. Can you just have a phone call with me and then just do it, please? I love you. Sandy Abbott, Espresso CC Marketing, the top constant contact person in South Florida user. All right, stick with us because now we've got coming up Carlos Rosso, president of Condo Division for the Related Group. This is going to be some awesome content. If you want to know about the condo market in South Florida, stick with us. We'll be right back after this Take it away! I'm the breeze, and it's rocking. What happens at Freed on Business? Business is done. Sandy got a client while she was sitting here. Fist bump for that one, Sandy. Ouch!
All right, hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That was just great stuff you did, Sandy. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses you can get there, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Favorite part of a commercial alert? Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 11 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. I've been there. It's awesome service, an awesome place. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Still crowded on the northbound Palmetto, right in the breaks from Coral Way on up past the Dolphin. Further north, a disabled truck over on the right side by Northwest 58th Street. Does not look like it's adding to our delays there. Making your way westbound on the 826, earlier stalled by 47th Palm Avenue, was cleared. Still heavy past that. Going west and southbound around the bend by the I-75 merge, and southbound on the Turnpike extension, extra crowded by I-75 to US 27. 95 local lanes also crowded headed towards downtown. Accident on the southbound Turnpike in Broward after Griffin Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of our favorite guests, a good friend of the show, Carlos Rosso. He's the president of development over at Related Condo. Carlos, what's your title over there?
President of the Condominium Division. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Carlos. Really do appreciate it. There's big things happening in the condo market. Big things are afoot. You guys are making a big push into Broward and Palm Beach County, but that's not the only story. You've got Midtown going, Brickell going. Where do you want to start?
Oh, we are working. We are the leaders in development, you know, in South Florida, and we are working in every county. Obviously more focalized here in Miami-Dade, but also moving to Broward, and hopefully one day, you know, we'll start doing some condos in Palm Beach again. But right now our main focus is Miami-Dade.
Now, you've delivered Millicento. I know that the Icon on Biscayne Bay is delivering. How's it going with your closings on those deals?
Very well. You know, we've started closings on both Icon Bay and Baltus this Monday. And the buildings look fantastic, and people are super happy, and everybody's closing. That happened in Millicento, the same that happened in Apogee Beach and Beachwalk and my Brickell. You know, people are closing, and I think people are realizing the value that Miami represents.
Now, what are the people, after they close, what are they using the condos for? Are they homesteading them? Are they leasing them out? Are they using them as second homes? I know it's a little early, but what are some of the things that you're hearing from your brokers?
A lot of people are, you know, a lot of Latin Americans have bought them as pied-à-terre or to rent them out. You know, rents in Brickell particularly are growing at a huge pace, and people really prefer to put their money into condos than into in the bank. You know, the returns that they get are probably 4 to 5 times what they get in the bank. So it's a good sort of investment for some of these buyers, and Latin Americans love it, and they had bad experiences with banks. So, you know, they're buying, they're renting them out. Some of them are using them to live as pied-à-terres. And again, people, I think, are realizing the value that Miami has, particularly in Brickell, when they see what Brickell City Center is going to become. When you're going to have 11 cinemas, 500,000 square feet of retail, restaurants, a Saks Fifth Avenue, and all the shops that you before you had to jump on a car to go to, now they're going to be at your doorsteps in Brickell. So people realize that these are great buys, and they know that it will take time to continue growing, and they're very positive. So are we.
You know, it sounds to me like you're capitalizing on the trend that's going on across the country and has been for years around the world, of the reurbanization of all the urban cores. They're becoming vertically integrated with office, retail, entertainment venues, and it sounds like you're really approaching the different market sectors as though they're almost different small cities. You know, are you seeing the same kind of impact up in the Edgewater area, on Baltus and on Icon?
Yeah, again, I think people realize, in particular in the case of Edgewater, that what is most pricey in Miami is actually water views. And to get those water views in Brickell, you know, you have to pay top dollar today, you know, over $1,000 a square foot. And when you can look at the things that we're doing in Paraíso, for example, you know, which is a really a new neighborhood that we are creating with 1,400 units, where probably 5,000 people and families are going to be living around close to 2 acres of parks with a Michael Schwartz restaurant, and all, you know, surrounded by art. And they can buy with private elevators new buildings that are going to be delivered 2 years from now at, you know, close to half of what Brickell costs for similar properties. They realize that there is value, and that's what we try to do all the time. You know, at Related, we are always trying to pass on that value to the buyers.
Now, I'm sorry, Carlos, go ahead.
No.
You know, I noticed that you guys are also doing other projects in Fort Lauderdale. How is the reception going on in Fort Lauderdale?
Again, the same premises, you know, the same sort of theory, try to find value for buyers. Fort Lauderdale has the same beach, the same sand, the same ocean as South Beach or even Sunny Isles. And we found the best site in Fort Lauderdale, you know, which was the Islands Inn site. It's 5 acres on the ocean. It's a site that today in South Beach would be impossible to find. And we're only building 171 units on 5 acres.
Wow.
Part of the luxury is this low density that we have designed the project with, and people are responding very, very well. You know, the first tower is 80% sold, and we demolished the buildings, and we're going to start construction very soon, and hopefully launch Tower 2 also very soon.
So, I love that location.
Again, at values that if they were in South Beach, they would be 5 times that number, you know. So we are selling at $1,000 a foot. Similar properties in South Beach, you know, luxury condominiums on the sand, you know, in projects, you know, like Edition or Faena, are probably 5 times the price.
Yeah, but you're also offering an in-town experience. Again, even in the Fort Lauderdale location, it's close to food shopping, close to restaurants. I mean, the beachfront location is, you know, obviously beachfront, and as you said, a five-acre site in, let's call it anywhere south of the Dade-Broward County line, just isn't available on the sand anymore.
Yeah, no, and in this particular project, you know, we brought the best in hospitality. You know, Auberge is a brand that is well-known, particularly on the West Coast. We're building here a fantastic spa and a beautiful restaurant that are going to be incredible amenities for people that live in a condo, but that they feel that they're treated and get the services of a hotel.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the buyers. I want to talk a little bit about the evolution of the market and the evolution of your product type. I only have about a minute left in this segment, Carlos, so can you stick with me for another segment and maybe give a little information right now about what your website is so people can go take a look at some of the properties?
Sure. Our website is www.relatedgroup.com. And our phone number here at the office is 305-460-9900. We have projects in all the counties and would be glad to continue talking with you.
All right. Well, Carlos, if you can stay with us, we're going to hand it over to Big D. We're going to do some commercials, sell some ads, pay for some time, and then we'll come right back and talk to you a little bit more about the changes afoot and how Related is addressing the changes in the market. We'll be back with Carlos Rosso, the man for condos at Related Group, after this short break. D, take it away. All right, all right, all right. The music is going to get you. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis, and I've had, my gosh, I can't even count them at this point, Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you're looking to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, it's that time of year. The kids are at summer camp, and soon they'll be coming back and starting the new school year. What do you need to know? You need to know how to protect them from sexual predators. I know that that comes out of left field, and it may sound a little abrupt, but you do. Kids get accosted. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Whose education? Your education, your neighbor's education, educating your child about what to look for. What are the signs? Go to lawrencekids.org and learn the signs and help your kids understand that it's okay to tell. Go to lawrencekids.org to protect our most valuable assets, our kids.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Cash. Be here live for 2 action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
All right, you know, UHealth, that's University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth
Wealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, you can save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. Feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. So nice.
All right, we are back, and we are having a great segment today. We got our second segment, actually, talking with Carlos Rosso. He's the head of condo development at the Related Group. Carlos, thanks for hanging out and doing a second segment with us today.
My pleasure.
Now, we talked a little bit about how you're delivering all kinds of product up and down the coast in Dade and Broward, and also, you know, a little bit off the coast in some of the areas like Brickell and Edgewater. But the market's starting to change. International buyers in Miami-Dade and Broward, in Miami-Dade, are they looking in Broward? Are you seeing different buyers in Broward? Perhaps maybe some of the folks that are now empty nesters from Parkland and Weston moving out to the coast? What are you seeing?
We are seeing a little bit of everything. Obviously, you know, with the dollar growing in value, we've seen a little bit of a slowdown in the Latin American buyers, but they're still the number one buyer group, but we've seen also a growth, an incredible growth, actually, in the American buyers. You know, the local buyers, either in projects like, for example, in Coconut Grove or in Auberge in Fort Lauderdale, most of our buyers are locals. You know, the economy in the U.S. has rebounded from where it was in 2008, and we start to see more and more buyers, even in jobs in Brickell, where buyers from Chicago or from the Northeast come and buy condos that are, you know, in the middle of Brickell. And people are realizing the value that we propose, and they're seeing the changes. And for people in Chicago and in New York, it's not difficult to imagine how a new urban Miami is going to look like, you know, when you have cinemas, restaurants, shopping centers, and more office development all being spoken for and planned for Brickell and downtown. So we are starting to see more and more of the American buyer buying and choosing real estate as a way to put their savings on. And I think it's very positive, you know.
You know, Related Group has always been very famous for discovering and reinventing neighborhoods. And now we see that going on with your joint venture with Terra Group down in Coconut Grove. What's going on in Coconut Grove? Can you tell me a little bit about how you see Coconut Grove evolving over the next couple of years?
Well, Coconut Grove is one of the most luxurious neighborhoods that Miami-Dade has. It's obviously one of the wealthiest. You know, the wealth in Miami has always concentrated around Coconut Grove, Coral Gables, and the Pancras area. And we see a lot of buyers, you know, that are sort of empty nesters, parents whose kids are moving away to college and are deciding that instead of living, you know, in a 10,000-square-foot home, they would love to move into a 4,000-square-foot condo. And it's a lifestyle change, and we still want to offer the same luxuries of a home, but in a condo. Yeah. And we've picked one of the best architects in the world, Rem Koolhaas, you know, to design the project. We brought in world-class art from Jaume Plensa, who's a sculptor from Barcelona, and interiors being designed right now by Meyer Davis, a company from New York that has done some phenomenal work in terms of design. So all that together with, again, a fantastic property, close to 5 acres, you know, in Coconut Grove, with very low density, a site where we could have built close to 800 units. We only end up building less than half of that. So people are realizing, again, that luxury sometimes is having green space. In this particular case, we've designed all the gardens with Enea from Switzerland, Enea Studios from Switzerland. And it's a fantastic opportunity to own, you know, a home, as we call them, a home in the air, a mansion in the air, actually, you know, in front of a beautiful park that is being rebuilt by the city, the Regatta Park, and surrounded by the best art and the best architecture.
Hey, you forgot about the great access to the airports and all the CBD businesses. I mean,
and surrounded by the best schools, you know, for people who want to live there, you know, all the best private schools are in that area. And we are seeing a huge rebirth in Coconut Grove itself in terms of business. So I think it's very positive.
Oh, yeah, they're redoing the roads for you, everything. In fact, that was why I was late to the studio today, because they were redoing 27th. So, Carlos, we talked about some of the markets you're building in now, some of the markets that you've built in. We've talked about where you are in delivering product. How about where you guys are going? I know you've got some chips out on the table in Palm Beach County. What do you see going on up in Palm Beach County?
In Palm Beach County, you know, we are mainly focusing on rentals right now, and we are doing a rezoning of a large job in North Palm Beach, and hopefully that will one day pan out as a condo project. So we are mainly active in Broward and Miami-Dade on the condo side. On the rentals, we are also doing stuff in Palm Beach. And obviously outside Miami, you know, in Atlanta, we have an office and we are very active also in that market.
Well, just only got a couple minutes left. So we talked about a lot of different things. What is the last thing that you'd like to make sure that our listeners know about where Related is today and where Related is going tomorrow?
Oh, Related, you know, we are the leaders of development in terms of condominiums, rentals, and affordable housing. We build in every asset class. We are strong believers that Miami needs to improve with housing for everybody, and we are strong believers in the future of Miami itself. We think that that Miami attracts an incredible amount of foreign investor attention, and I think that's very positive. I don't think that there is another city in the U.S. where, like last year, you know, last year we sold 2,500 condos to 92 different nationalities. Ooh. So I think that's the beauty of Miami, that it has this international appeal, and that's the beauty that I think a lot of buyers from the Northeast or second home buyers also see in Miami, that, you know, eventually they buy a condo in Miami, but they can sell it to the world. And Miami sells itself to the world very, very well, and that's what we try to do all the time, you know, all the time. What we are actually doing is promoting this beautiful city where we are also lucky to live in. You know, we promote everything that Miami has. We think that Miami has made incredible changes in its cultural offerings, you know, with the Perez Art Museum opening 2 years ago and hopefully the Science Museum opening this year. Again, on the retail side, it's an incredible moment for South Florida. You know, we have Brickell City Center, Miami World Center, and the Design District all being developed at the same time. And we see that with those offerings and with those projects actually happening together with All Aboard, the train going from Orlando, coming from Orlando to Miami, and a new convention center in downtown Miami, we see incredible growth potential for Miami. Miami is a very young city. It's a city of two generations or three generations. When we do our presentations, we ask people how many have grandparents in Miami or parents in Miami or are from Miami, and you would be surprised a few hands that rise up, because it's a new city, and that's, I think, the beauty of Miami. We can all make it great, and at Related, we are trying to do our best part of it.
Well, Carlos, I don't know how you ended up at just the place where I wanted to pick up, but I wanted to thank you and George and the rest of your team for really building our community and not just coming and going, but staying here, planting roots, and actually really investing in our cultural infrastructure. You know, George and the rest of your team, I want to thank you guys for coming to town, and I want to thank you for changing the face of Miami and making it look really special, giving it a real beautiful face to our entire international community. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Look forward to having you on again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll be back after this break with more Freed on Business. D, it's all yours.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me right.
All right, all right. Got to change your evil ways. Got to change your evil ways. Well, Related's trying to do that here in Miami, building some beautiful product. I want to thank Carlos for taking time out and coming on the show, talking about how Miami is a young, new city and how it's strong and market strong, and they believe in it. They see the U.S. buyers coming, that the buyer from Chicago or New York could certainly see how Miami's going to look as it builds out its urban core. And my gosh, it's going to be prettier than any of those cities. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, UHealth. I want to thank Warren Henry, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, and Lauren's Kids. I want to thank the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida. Again, UHealth, University of Miami Medical Center. I want to thank, most of all, you, our listeners, because without our listeners, we wouldn't have a show. So please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comment, tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, Jim Freed, or at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the websites. Well, the clicks there keep on going up. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website probably by Saturday morning, and then I tweet it out on Sunday morning. So around Sunday at 10, we go live with everything in front of everybody, but we are on the web at about 9 o'clock on Saturday. Hey, it's Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. Now go out there and do it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've done it ourselves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jim,